At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
If I've learned anything from life, it's that sometimes the darkest times can bring us to the most brightest places. I've learned that the toughest lessons can teach us the most important lessons, that the most painful struggles can grant us the most necessary growth. Said in times like these, it helps to recall there have always been times like these.
People often say they want to go to the mountaintop because the idea of a mountaintop means that you're at the peak. You've reached the zenith of life. You're the alpha. You're the dominant one. But that's not the way life works. Life isn't about reaching a mountaintop to getting to the peak, because if that was it, it would be the day you would die. Everything is done because there is nowhere to go but down. See, life is not about getting to the mountaintop. Life is about going through the valleys, the peaks, and then to the mountain.
You are going to get put into a storm and you have no control over it. So for a period of time, you're going to get hit with waves of emotion that you have no control over, and they're going to knock you off your feet. But over time, that storm is going to fade a little bit. And those waves are going to get weaker. That storm will pass. That's number one. Just know that that storm is normal and it's going to pass. And then it's going to still hit you. But over time, those waves are going to get weaker, and they're going to get less frequent.
It's never too late to just start over if you're willing to. Yes, it's going to be a lot of work. No, it's never really going to be easy. But you can do it if you want to.
Like we said, hell is when you look at who you could have been and realize that you're not that person. And then I think, if I were to make that man, what would I put that man through to make him who he is? Like, it wouldn't be easy times. It wouldn't be quick wins. It wouldn't even be easy wins. It would be the toil and the struggle of achieving and reaching for things that are right out of grasp.
Sometimes it seems like people need a little bit more pain before they make a change. And change happens when the pain of staying the same becomes greater than the pain of making a change.
Are you where you are because of how you act? Or are you acting how you act?
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Because of where you are, if you kind of have like an aimlessness that you feel a lot, honestly, I mean, that's not fulfilling enough. That's not enough. You don't have a thing. You just kind of float around. You exist. And I think if you have that kind of aimlessness, that should be a call to action to at least start looking for something.
There are situations in life that you're not going to win. But that's not the test. The test is, what do you do about it in the end when you didn't win? Did you actually figure out what the real test is? What is really important? All right, you think about it, you meditate on it, you chew on it, you take heart. How are you going to face it? How are you going to do it? And what is it really, really all about?
In order to successfully transform your life, commitment must pick up where motivation inevitably drops off. Don't get good, just get done. You'll get good as you go. Get done on your first iteration. Procrastination is a game for weak and small-minded people. Motivation and willpower are never enough to keep you going. Commitment is what is required. Stop trying your best. Stop trying your hardest. Simply do what is required. You become great as you continually ask yourself, "Have I done what's required to push the needle forward on my goals today?"
You really want something? Just in my life experience, and when you really want something, you're going to find a way, ultimately. And it might not be today or next year or 5 years or 10 years, but this thing takes priority and precedent over all other things. Do I like it enough to get out of this comfort zone that I'm in and to make some sacrifices of my time, of my energy, of my effort? In this life, it's not necessarily guaranteed that you'll get there, but I know what's not guaranteed is you being comfy and getting there. That's not happening.
It's easy to say I want to climb something. It's difficult once the climate changes around you. What do you do and who do you become when there's no one cheering for you? What do you do when there's no one believing in you? What do you do when there is no one but an audience of one? It's you and your work ethic against the rest of the world. Do you still want to climb that mountain? Mountain climbs are for those who truly understand that it's going to be a lonely road. But once you get there, the view is worth the climb.
Life, you have to have no fear. You have to have no fear. You have to believe in who you are and what you do and just go fucking get it.
I know you might not realize it right now, but one day, all that hard work you're putting in is gonna pay off. I promise you. Just keep going.
Remember, most people are gonna quit. Most people are going to quit. All of your enemies, all the people making fun of you, all the people laughing at you, they're all going to quit. So all you have to do is just not quit. It's so true. You guys think you're weak. You're really not weak. You allow yourself to behave weak, but you're not weak. But you've got to train that up. You've got to push yourself. You have to put yourself constantly in uncomfortable situations, hold yourself accountable to results and being tough and pushing through and persevering. And when you get to that point where you think, I can't go another inch, you're only 40% of the way there.
If you got something that you want, what is stopping you from getting it? An awakening that you should have, kind of a self-reflective awakening where you can actually understand the fact that, you know, you're not just floating through space in your life. No, man, you gotta realize that you're in complete control, right? You're behind the wheel every day.
Life is filled with cracks. Cracks are tragedies, our setbacks, our challenges. But it's through the cracks that the light gets in. So the truth is, we have to look at pain and suffering not as something we invite and welcome, but if it does come our way, you have to see it as the ability for a new birthing, for like a paradigm shift. And all paradigm shifts happen through some disruption.
You go higher, you go even more alone. Because nobody is willing anymore to invest their energy in going higher because it's becoming more difficult.
People don't realize is that when you walk through your journey of life, it's education. The world is your teacher. But the thing is, not all of us have the courage to live this life because we're afraid of failures. We're afraid of mistakes. We're afraid of hardships because that's survival mindset. But what if I were to tell you to place it all on the line, bet it all, over your own existence, to live your truth, because through my struggles, I found my truth.
The actions that you take, the choices that you make, the decisions that you make, determine who you are.
We're the ones who get to die. We're the lucky ones. You only get to die for having lived. Most people who could ever exist will never even be born. You won the lottery. Most people will never even know there was a lottery.
I just don't get the mentality of being head down sad. Please take a step back and think about how awesome it actually is. And then recognize that you can attack the world in a totally different way because you were lucky enough to be born during this era.
Life is not going to get easier. It's just that your mind and your body become more resistant, more strong. Same situation, more relaxed. Why? Because you finally start to find a solution that is within your reach, within your hands.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.